First of all, the All Souls Day envelopes are on the back table. If you pick one up and then you can get it back to us before November. Also, I strongly recommend that everybody gets a copy of this week's bulletin. Last week, the bishop of our diocese, the Bishop of Birmingham, paid us a visit, and he gave us a copy of the statement that he put in this Sunday's One Voice, the diocesan paper for Birmingham. It's pretty much a condemnation of us and our monastery. And a copy of that is on the third page of the bulletin. The first two pages is Father Abbott's and our answer to that. It's not so much an answer as it is a statement of what we are and why we are. We hold nothing against the bishop or against the diocese or against the Novus Ordo Church, as we call it. We're here simply trying to hold on to the faith that used to be held by some of those who are now condemning it. Some of those who are now condemning us were the very ones who used to teach what we are holding to. We must, in charity, pray for everybody. We must hold nothing against these good people. What they do is between them and their God. And likewise, we must be true to our consciences. And what we do is between us and our God. The biggest thing that is the hardest thing to hold on to today with all this that is happening is faith. You see what used to be the one true holy Catholic Church, now split and divided and all mixed up. You look at your own families, our own families, and see that they're all mixed up and split up. And you wonder, where is God? Did he indeed abandon his church? Has he abandoned us? Why is he letting it go on so long? Why is he letting things getting worse and worse to where it appears it's soon going to come to the point we won't even have the mass left if we're not careful? My good people, what God is looking for is faith. It's for each one of us to say, here I am, Lord, I believe. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. Nothing makes sense to me. But you know I love you. And you know my only goal is your best interest. Do with me as you will. Only never let go of me. And while we ask God never to let go of us, we must be careful and very diligent that we don't let go of him. Our Lord himself asked the horrible question, when I return, do you think I will find faith upon the earth? It is up to each one of us individually to say, I am here, Lord. I believe. But that doesn't make it easy. Because God does not go around planting neon signs saying, I'm over here. I'm over there. This is my will. That is my will. No. God's will is found in the duties of our state in life, whatever that state in life is. The little, day-to-day, oftentimes boring, routine things of life. When it's time to pray, we pray. When it's time to cook dinner, we cook dinner. When our neighbor slanders us, we love him and we forgive him. When we do something wrong, when we step on our neighbor's toes, we don't wait for him to come to us. We go to him and say, forgive me. We learn to put up with and to love each one, each person that is our neighbor, whether he's an enemy or not. We don't have to like the person. It's human nature not to like everybody. It's just natural for two different people sometimes to be complete opposite. But love overrides that. Liking is human. Love is eternal. The right kind of love. The L-O-V-E, the God-centered love, not today's chemical, physical L-U-V. Without faith, there can be no true love, but without love, there can be no faith either. I know it's very difficult to love an unseen being. And that is where faith comes in. And it's not something that we can say, I believe, and that's it. Every moment of every day, our faith is put to a challenge, especially today. In times past, when the church was whole and one, faith was relatively easy, or at least easier, because you had a center point that focused your belief to God. And even all the non-Catholic denominations were centered around the Catholic Church. And they were some of the first ones to complain when the Catholic Church started splitting up. They no longer had a role model. That's where the word Protestant comes from. They were protesting the Catholic faith. They started out Catholic, but they ended up denying one part or the other. But at the same time, they still followed the church in some way as a role model. But today, it's gone. And even us poor Catholics who are hanging on to tradition don't have that role model anymore. So my good people, we must strive with a blind faith even when we don't understand, and who can understand today what's going on? Only God knows, and that's where we have to trust in Him alone. It's like a good priest friend of mine explained one time. He said, God and us individually, God and me, God and each one of you, are making a tapestry. The only thing is, the picture side is facing God. We have the bottom side that's got all the knots. And God pokes the needle down, and we're supposed to poke it back up. But we never know where the needle's coming. And sometimes it catches us unaware and pokes us. And we say, ow, and we jam it back up. And then God has to poke it back down, and we have to poke it back up in the right place. It takes faith to work on the underside of the tapestry and trust that God knows what he's doing. Because if we lose our faith, my good people, we have nothing left. We might as well quit and go to hell happily, because life on earth without faith is hell on earth. May God bless each one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.